You guys know I'm crazy about Audible because it offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Audible really is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment, with female writers and heroines, celebrity narration, multicast productions with immersive sound design, and traditional audiobooks. Audible has you covered for any type of excitement that you're looking for. In fact, right now I'm listening to The Second Husband by Kate White. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. That's audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. With four daughters and two on a dance team, I can tell you we go through a lot of mascara in my house. But I'm crazy about L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara, which catches every lash from corner to corner for maximum volume. If you're looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank, this is yours. The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. I've been using it for about 2 weeks now, and I feel like my eye has completely opened up, and the girls are crazy about it too. They've got a tapered brush to catch every lash, one of the best mascara wands that I've ever used. And like I said, this luxe appearance of this gold package, you got to get it. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara. You're going to love it.
The amazing Kate Casey.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality Life with Kate Casey. I hope you're having a great week. And I know that you're looking for something to watch this week. Now, I know that after the Thanksgiving holiday, you've been completely wiped out by your family, by your friends, whomever it was that you spent the holiday with. Maybe you're wiped out from just cleaning or just cooking the meal. You're going to need something to watch to just numb out. And I'm really confident I have something for you. So again, this list is a list of what to watch each week in unscripted television. So for docuseries, documentaries, and reality shows. And I'm so confident that I will have something for you to watch this week. I'm hoping that you share that list with those that you love, that you work with, that you know, by going to katecasey.substack.com to sign up for that list. It just comes to your inbox every Monday. And people will tell me, I do not look for any other email this week more than yours. This is what really sets my whole week. So this is what you're going to watch. You can make your plans around it. Let's say you're like, I'm going to do this on Tuesday, but I'm going to sit down with so-and-so on Wednesday and just start knocking through Kate's list. So the first thing I want you to watch is something that I mentioned last week in my interview with the director of this docuseries from Netflix last week. It is called Crime Scene, The Texas Killing Fields. This is perfect if you love true crime stuff. So this one investigates the Texas Killing Fields, which is a region with a dark pattern of girls who've disappeared and then turned up dead. This is done by Oscar-nominated and Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Joe Berlinger, who has also been a guest of mine. He talked to me about Jeffrey Dahmer. So he returns to executive produce season 3 of Crime Scene. So this acclaimed documentary series explores the ways in which certain locations aid and abet criminal activity. This new season is directed by Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Jessica Dimmock, who I've already mentioned was my guest last week. She investigates this Texas Killing Fields, which is this very strange pattern of property that has this very dark history. Amidst the marshes and oil refineries alongside the interstate corridor connecting Houston and the beach town of Galveston lies Calder Road, this patch of land that earned its name from after the bodies of three young women were discovered there in the 1980s and a fourth in 1991. And then it went on to be the subject of many other disappearances and other bodies that appeared. So Crime Scene, The Texas Killing Fields lifts a lid on the victims' tragic stories as their families speak out about their unsuccessful and torturous search for answers decades after the women were murdered. You're going to want to go back and listen to my episode after you watch this, because at the conclusion of my episode, I asked Jonathan Mark about what he makes of who may have committed these murders. Was it more than one person? Is it just one serial killer? Are there copycats? And then if so, what are the names that he says are responsible? So go back and listen to that. Also in that episode, I ask him about Casey Anthony. There is a docuseries on Peacock this week where she's claiming her own version of events. I did not watch that. I will not watch that. But I did ask Jonathan what he made of her coming forward with this narrative. So go back and listen to that. That was my episode last week on Wednesday. So go back and listen. I want you to watch Southern Hospitality on Bravo, which follows Leva Bonaparte, who is a very bossy, in charge, hilarious girlfriend of mine who is also seen on Southern Charm. She and her husband Lamar own 4 properties in Charleston on King Street, which is the most populated, you know, shopping tourist destination, Charleston. And so this basically is like a modern version of Vanderpump Rules. It's got the same elements of people that hook up with one another. You get to see the staff of not just one restaurant, but of others. It's a complete motley crew of people that work for her. And it's just kind of a window into what it's like for her to run these businesses. And it makes you all the more aware that you would hate to have that job because it is a 24/7 job. You're handling the operations, the people that work for you, the stress of the customers, it's all crazy. Years ago, I'm telling maybe 2, 3, I forget, I was the first person that tweeted, Leva Bonaparte should have her own show about the restaurants that she has. I will executive produce. Clearly, I didn't executive produce. I think she missed the market. It should have been me, which we will discuss this week when I interview her in my Wednesday episode. So the show is called Southern Hospitality. I think it is going to satiate that part of you that loved the early days of Vanderpump Rules where these cast members are plucked from obscurity. You didn't know who they, you had no idea who they were. Some of them are playing up to cameras and it's very obvious, but you know, this is the most accurate version of who they are should this show continue for many seasons to come. I think we can all agree that we've kind of moved on from the Vanderpump Rules crew. I mean, I might watch the first episode of the new season, but it's kind of like, it's been dead in the water for a long time. This one I like because it's just all new people. They're all on the same level playing field. You don't have one person that's more well-known, has more Instagram followers in terms of media than the other. They're all on the same level playing field. And they're all arguing about really stupid things before their lives become way more complex with opportunities that someone else didn't take, their agent got them that, are they getting paid more than I am? Who's asked to be on Watch What Happens Live more? Do the producers like that person more? It is way before any of this happens. So that is why you need to watch it. It's like a capsule in time. And Leva is very funny, but she's also just a ball buster, which I appreciate. So I think you're going to really like it. It's called Southern Hospitality on Bravo and it airs November 28th. Also, this week, I want you to check out Branson on HBO. I've kind of long been fascinated by Richard Branson. And the craziest thing is my husband just went on a trip to Necker Island where he lives for a business trip. And he ended up playing tennis with them like 4 times, just the 2 of them, because Richard lives on the island and he loves to play tennis. And my husband's pretty good. So he's probably elated to have somebody to kind of play with. I think they said he plays twice a day, maybe. I'm like, what a way to live, by the way. But my husband said the nicest things about him, very down to earth, spent time with the people on the island, really wanted to know you and the story about your life, where you work, what you do, do you have kids, you know, where do you live, et cetera. So very impressed with him. So Branson tells the story of Richard Branson, who is a man driven by risk-taking in both his business and his personal life. It reflects on the costs and the rewards of this lifelong, relentless optimism and boundary pushing. He is a true disruptor. So his actual real name is Sir, because he's been appointed by the royal family as Sir. So Sir Richard Charles Nicholas Branson, he's a British billionaire worth $3.8 billion. I'm not kidding you. He's an entrepreneur and a business expert. In the 1970s, he founded the Virgin Group, which today controls more than 400 companies in various fields. He's expressed his desire to become an entrepreneur at a young age, just like a lot of the disruptor stories that you hear now. He owes his fortune to this conglomerate, as mentioned, with the Virgin brand name, which includes Virgin Atlantic and Virgin Galactic. He's the son of a barrister and a flight attendant and got his start with a mail order record business some 50 years ago. So as mentioned, he primarily lives on this luxe British Virgin Islands retreat called Necker Island. If it's familiar to you, if you love pop culture, I believe that Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey were married on Necker Island. He bought this island for $180,000 in 1978. The property now is worth God only knows how much, but a lot of people will pay an insane amount of money to go unless you're able to be invited via a business group or some other opportunity. And I believe that Dan was telling me that a lot of heads of state go there as well. In fact, I think he has some sort of Necker Island tennis opportunity where like pros come. It's one of the most beautiful properties you could ever imagine. And he lives there. And why shouldn't he, right? Like, why do you have to live in London or New York? You should live where you want when you have that much money and power. But people will fly to Necker Island just to get his advice. Like I said, heads of state, political leaders, people that are also uber successful in business will fly to see him. Again, like, do your life the way you want it. Make them come to you. I love that idea that they will fly to the middle of the ocean just to get a minute with him. So it's called Branson. It's on HBO. So for those of you who love like business stories, personal narrative pieces, I think this is right up your alley. And so that airs on December 1st on HBO. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way that you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman, and they pass the savings on to us. So I just got a 100% organic cotton tiered maxi skirt in red and a chiffon pleated midi skirt in soft pink. Now I'm going to wear both of them with either a white scoop t-shirt or a black tank top. In fact, wait, should we all get the same outfit and meet for drinks? Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/KKC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/KKC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/KKC. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. If you're looking for new style inspiration, Saks.com is the place to go. Saks.com is making it easy for me to shop for the spring with their selection of chic clothes and accessories. Right now, I'm looking at Saks.com so I can find my new going out vibe. I'm looking for a breezy Zimmermann dress for an evening cocktail party. And for my upcoming conference in Los Angeles, I'm looking at bright Chloe blazers because I'm pushing myself to wear more orange and pink. Saks.com will inspire you to shop for everything on your agenda. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com. The Masked Scammer is on Netflix on December 1st, and it features interviews with this mass scammer's accomplices and victims alike. It's a deep dive exploring how a master con scammed French elites out of millions of euros. So if you liked Tinder Swindler, you're going to like this, but it's more of like kind of like a business angle to it. It's called The Masked Scammer, and it's out on Netflix on December 1st. And then the last one I want you to check out is called Senior, and it's on Netflix. And it's Robert Downey Jr. paying tribute to his late father. It's a documentary chronicling the life and eclectic career of pioneering filmmaker Robert Downey Sr. And he's most well known for a movie called Putney Swope, which is a 1969 comedy about a black man who is accidentally elected chairman of the Madison Avenue advertising agency. He's best known for that one. This documentary is directed by Chris Smith Sr., and it's been said it's a lovingly irreverent portrait of the life, career, and last days of a maverick filmmaker, Robert Downey Sr., whose rebellious spirit infused decades of counterculture movie making. And it widens the lens from Downey's art to the life with which is deeply intertwined, including an intimate examination of his relationship with his son, who we all know is Robert Downey Jr. This was filmed over 3 years, and it originally made its premiere at the Telluride Film Festival in September. So now we're finally getting to watch it. And in this movie, Robert Downey Jr. turns the camera on his relationship with his father during his decline with Parkinson's disease, revealing a much far more vulnerable portrait of this most famous star in the world. So what has been said about this, which I am eager to see too, is that it honors his nonlinear outlaw life approach, including capturing his decision to embark on his own concurrent and final film project. So I'm really excited to see it. And I think for those of us, especially after the holiday, moving into the next holiday, these nostalgic pieces are so heartwarming and important. And I really love these narrative documentaries, especially after so many like scammer ones and the cults and the true crime. It's kind of nice to refocus oneself on our own legacy. And it's also great because you get to see another side of Robert Downey Jr., who is by all means pretty private person. I mean, we know that he's had addiction issues, but pretty much keeps to himself. And in one of the old Vanguard movie star ways where we knew very little about their lives in terms of who they hang out with socially, what they do in their free time, and most importantly, their relationship with the most important people in their lives. And for Robert Downey Jr. to do this is kind of interesting in the same way that I thought Stutz was interesting with Jonah Hill. So this is another great Netflix documentary and it's called Senior. So this is the list for you this week. Southern Hospitality is on Bravo and it airs November 28th with Leva revealing her 4 properties in Charleston on King Street. You're going to love it. Crime Scene, The Texas Killing Fields on Netflix airs November 29th and perfect for all of you who love true crime. Branson on HBO is out December 1st and a great narrative piece about Richard Branson. The Masked Scammer is out Netflix on December 1st and again, it features interviews with the accomplices and victims alike in this deep dive exploring how a master con scammed French elites out of millions of euros. And then finally, Senior on Netflix, which is Robert Downey Jr. paying tribute to his late father. And that is out December 2nd. As always, you can follow me on social media. I'm at Kate Casey, CA on Instagram. It's Kate Casey on TikTok, at Kate Casey on Twitter. You can find my Facebook group, Reality Life with Kate Casey, by clicking the search button and putting that in. And you can find my Patreon with bonus episodes, if you go to Patreon, patreon.com/KateCasey. And most importantly, you can get this list, my must-watch list, by going to katecasey.substack.com. And signing up, you will get it every Monday in your email box, and it's going to be the most important email of the week. As always, I'm hoping you have a great week. And Wednesday, I've got Leva Bonaparte from Southern Hospitality. And Friday, I have Christine Brown from Sister Wives.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just 3 simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.